Other Side of Midnight presents Commendations.
Ah, yes. Let me first do a joint commendation for William Shatner and New Shepard. And they are... So William Shatner is one of the finest actors, directors, authors, singers, personalities who has ever lived. He's, of course, probably best known for playing Captain Kirk on the television series Star Trek. And William Shatner, at 90 years old, is set to go into space next month on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin rocket ship. This is outstanding. So I am giving a commendation to both Shatner for being willing to do this, and for Blue Origin for allowing it to happen. And it's going to be filmed for a documentary. And trust me, I watch everything Shatner does, and I will be watching this documentary. I can't wait for it to come out. A commendation for both Shatner and Blue Origin. Well, well deserved, as far as I'm concerned, because Shatner has probably inspired so many people who have wanted to go into aviation and to space travel. So to see him actually be able to go into space at 90 years old, no less, I think is just extraordinary. I want to commend Oleksandr Usyk. So I didn't get an invitation to watch this fight anywhere on Saturday, but I would characterize this as a little bit of a surprise. Oleksandr Usyk defeated Anthony Joshua to win the heavyweight champion of the world. So Oleksandr Usyk is the new WBA, WBO, and IBF heavyweight champion of the world. He won in a unanimous decision over Anthony Joshua. So everybody had been talking about Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury. I wonder, maybe now we'll get to see Oleksandr Usyk and Tyson Fury in what could be the match that unifies all the world heavyweight championships. So they've got to do something to reinvigorate boxing in the heavyweight division. Nobody cares about it anymore. And I'm hoping that maybe if they have one of these heavyweight championship fights where the winner is the undisputed champion of the world, maybe people will start caring again. Or I don't know. Maybe boxing's time has come and gone because of MMA. I want to give a commendation to Yumino Sumiyama and Koimi Kodama. These two women, at 107 years old, are the world's oldest identical twins. They're Japanese, and they seem to be doing great. On September 1st, they turned 107 years and 300 days old, and in doing so, they broke the record for the world's oldest living identical twins. They also, apparently, are the oldest identical twins to ever have lived. So this is extraordinary. Congratulations to Sumiyama and Kodama. They've lived through a lot. They've lived through the 1918 influenza pandemic. They've lived through two world wars. And towards the end of the Second World War, Sumiyama had to flee her home as soldiers were building an air raid shelter in the mountain behind it. And these women have seen a whole lot of history. And so I am happy that they're both still alive, and may they live for another 107 years. I want to commend Gabila's Knishes out on Long Island. This company, which is over, it just marked 100 years of selling Knishes, which are delicious potato stuffed pastries with a little mustard on it. I try not to eat them, you know, because I try to watch my carb intake. But my wife had one of these Knishes yesterday with the mustard on them. It looked and smelled so great. It took every aspect of self-control that I could have to not steal a part of this Knish out of my expectant wife's plate. But I didn't. So Gabilas canisius out on Long Island, 100 years old. They are you ready for this? Because I didn't know this. They are the world's largest producer of canisius. They make more canisius and supply them to more places than any other canish company in the world. So that's pretty impressive. Gabilas canisius marking their 100th anniversary, and they are still at the top of their game. I want to give a commendation to Harvard University. Whatever you think of them, they have been named as America's top college by the Wall Street Journal for the fifth straight year. There's a lot of criteria that goes into this, and you know, you may take issue with some of what goes on at Harvard. Harvard is a good school, and I think this, the fact that the Wall Street Journal is recognizing them as the fifth, for the fifth year in a row, as the top college in America is very telling. It's an indication that they're doing something right. I want to give a posthumous commendation to a former colleague of mine, Chip White. Chip White was a radio salesperson who I worked with at two different radio stations. I worked with him here when I was here 10 years ago. And then when Curtis and I left this radio station to go to 970, Chip basically followed us there. He went to work at 970, and then when Curtis came back here, Chip came back to work here. I've known Chip for about 14 years, maybe more. And he was a good friend, an incredibly nice guy, an incredibly devoted father to his two boys, and was just not only so generous, and when we use that term generous, usually it applies to people being willing to pick up the tab for lunch, which, you know, Chip certainly was from time to time. But Chip was so generous with his time. And, you know, you get the so often we're all busy at work, but you got the sense whenever you interacted with Chip, whether it was for a minute, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, that for that 5 minutes, for that 20 minutes, you were to him the most important person in the world. He had a great sense of humor, was such a nice guy. I remember one December, I don't know if he did this every year, he probably did, but one December, it was cold, it was right before the Christmas break. And he went out and bought gloves for all the homeless people that were staying on the street near Madison Square Garden. Nobody asked him to do it. He just went and did it. And that's the kind of guy Chip was. And he was a great salesperson and an even better person. And he passed away last week at the age of 71. And he's really going to be missed, not only by all of us that worked with him and all of us that knew him, but especially by his sons, Morgan and Brendan, and also his sister, Libby, who I know he's very proud of his sons. I would always get a Christmas card, even years after we stopped working together. Just an update about what his sons were up to. So I'm really going to miss him. And I do believe that there is a heaven. And if there is, I guarantee you Chip is up there doing his thing. And he's really going to be missed. So a posthumous commendation to Chip White. I want to give a commendation as well to another guy I'm going to miss, but hopefully not in the same way that I'll miss Chip. Ray Raimondi, who I've had the pleasure of working with these last couple of months, Ray had his last day here at the radio station on Friday, and he was a terrific news anchor, did a lot of things behind the scenes, but at night, and as somebody that works at night, I always found his voice very calming as a news anchor. I always found him very professional as a colleague. I always found him very hardworking and eager. And I'll never forget what we all went through during Hurricane Ida. And Ray stayed here until 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, getting us all the information that we needed, getting the listeners all the information that they needed, even though Ray wasn't really sure how he was going to end up getting home. because there was a ban on vehicular traffic. He was a newsman's newsman, and he's left this radio station. He's moving on to some other opportunities, and he is the person that I lent that book to, for those of you that heard that segment, and he's assured me that he's going to use the 2 weeks that he has between ending this job and starting his new job to try and read that book and then get it back to me in short order. So he's going to be missed, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to work with him here. I want to give a very sincere commendation to everybody that made a contribution to the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I raised, and I'm very proud of this, I raised more money than any of the other WABC talk show hosts, and it was great to walk with all of them yesterday. Sid Rosenberg, Juliette Huddy, Dominic Carter, Greg Kelly, and our salesperson, Leslie Slender. It was great to see everybody out there, as well as some of the fans as well. But it was very, very generous of everybody that donated, and several people gave extravagant donations, none more so than a listener by the name of Kevin Monahan, who made a $1,500 contribution, which was extraordinary. And I can't think of a more worthy cause than the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They do God's work. They do wonderful work in terms of helping the families of servicemen who die in the line of duty, in terms of helping servicemen who end up becoming disabled, in terms of helping people that need a little help. And they get their money where it needs to go. And it's been really a pleasure watching this charity grow from basically something that was informal in a building on Staten Island someplace to something that is now genuinely a worldwide organization that does extraordinary work. So I was honored to be a part of that walk today. I'll talk about it a little later. I was honored to be a part of that walk, but I want to give a sincere commendation to everybody that donated, whether you donated $10 or whether you donated $1,500. And then finally, penultimately, I want to give a commendation to Lois Smith. Last night was the Tony Awards, and Lois Smith, at the age of 90, yesterday became the oldest person to ever win a Tony Award. She is a 90-year-old character actor who has worked on Broadway stages since the 1950s. She's appeared in a number of films over the years. She captured her first Tony Award last night, and in doing so, became the oldest performer ever to win a trophy at the Tonys. So she won for playing a caretaker for men in The Inheritance, which is an exploration of contemporary gay culture. I'm not familiar with the show. I don't know anything about it. But this lady seems like a really nice lady, certainly a very talented actress. And the fact that she's still doing her thing at 90, I think, is great. And we're going to talk a little bit about aging and being a senior citizen a little bit later on, and what age is too old to do something, if there is such an age. We'll get into that in a little bit. And then finally, I want to give a commendation to my wife, Rachel. I know I gave her a commendation 2 weeks ago, but tomorrow marks our 2-year anniversary. And I will tell you, there are fewer people who are more difficult to be married to than me. Right. The hours alone are very, very trying on a marriage. The constant drumbeat of eccentric visitors that just show up at our house at any given moment. And she is always seemingly ready to entertain at a moment's notice. And the life dramas. I mean, you hear about the kind of things that I go through on a daily basis. And she's with me every step of the way and so supportive. And I couldn't ask for a better wife, certainly not a more patient wife than the one that I have. So I want to wish my wife, Rachel, a happy anniversary and give her a commendation as well.